thought the foreman. The boy will go further than I ever dreamed. Jens could become a valuable player in the trade union. He was living proof of hidden talents amongst the working classes. Higher education was normally reserved for the children of rich families, which just wasn't right. In the end, the foreman agreed that Jens' math teacher could apply for a grant or scholarship for Jens. The funds would compensate for Jens not contributing financially during his years at high school. But the foreman also arranged part-time work for his son with the trade union. There were no doubts about the foreman's political leanings, but his involvement with Denmark's Communist Party, the DKP, was officially secret. Throughout his childhood, Jens had overheard loud political discussions taking place around their kitchen table until the early hours of the morning. Jens became a member of DKP's youth association, and the older members soon noticed his talents as he threw himself into union work. He excelled in everything he did, using his excellent communication skills and showing a deep commitment to society and the greater good. They quickly saw that he had his father's eloquence and sharp, analytical mind. When Jens was incorporated into the resistance group, he began to write articles for Tross Alt, the DKP's underground paper. Having made his way so far up the hierarchy, he took an active role in writing the proclamations and calls to arms, with which the DKP got their message out to the people.